General Electric said today it is moving its headquarters from Fairfield, Connecticut to Boston. GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt said the move is in part to be closer to Massachusetts' 55 colleges and universities and the state's, quote, technologically fluent workforce. Last spring, Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy and state lawmakers significantly changed business tax policies to make up for a budget shortfall, and that prompted GE to start shopping around for a new location for its headquarters, which sparked a bidding war among East Coast cities, including New York, where GE was based until its move to Connecticut in 1974. According to the Boston Globe, Boston won out with an offer of $20 million in property tax relief over 20 years and a state package valued as high as $120 million. On WTNH-TV today, Connecticut lawmaker Brenda Kupnick reacted to the news.
Yeah, my phone is blowing up. People are very worried. They've been worried about this since June when the announcement came that they were considering leaving. And now this is a reality, and it's going to have an impact on all businesses throughout the town. People who live here, work here, utilize all these different trades and businesses. So it's going to have an impact on us.
The company employs about 5,700 people in Connecticut, 800 at its headquarters. That's how many are expected to locate to the new Boston headquarters, 800. It'll be in the city's Seaport District, which has become the tech hub in Boston. GE, by the way, is number 8 on Fortune's list of the 500 largest publicly traded companies in the U.S. It's the biggest public company in the Northeast.